Right. And that starts with a splendidly lively performance as Ebenezer Scrooge by one of the theater's mainstay actors, Stephen Berenson. As soon as he arrives on stage, Berenson lays out the whole plot, the whole theme. He's a crinkly, mean-spirited old guy. His lips move, but no sound emanates. Bent over and cane-aided, he's a senior citizen as grumpy as they get. He personifies Charles Dickens' all-encompassing thought about being as dead as a coffin nail. And when he chastises and chases away the couple who come asking for donations for the poor, we in the audience see all we need to know about Mr. Scrooge and perhaps much about the tough times back in the mid-19th century. The performance is nothing if not professional by a superior veteran actor finding a new way to bring about an old script. Directed by artistic director Kurt Columbus, the rest of this year's production works with almost equal insight and good cheer. The set design by Deb O at first seems rather dull, a covered-up stage for such a big show. But later, things come about, including a lovely snowfall against a dark blue sky. The six-person orchestra is pretty much hidden, unlike past versions, but still manages to come through to bring joy to the production. A couple of changes have been made. The name of Adrian Hall, Trinity's legendary artistic director who co-wrote the initial script, is nowhere to be seen. And there is an intermission for the first time, which I thought worked quite well, helping to obviate the slowdown A Christmas Carol has often had about three-quarters of the way through. And Berenson is not the only actor to make this A Christmas Carol first rate. Phyllis Kay takes several roles, including The Ghost of Christmas Present, and is convincing in them all. Fred Sullivan Jr. is a big-hearted hoot as Fezziwig, the good guy, and Trinity newcomer Adrian Blount is winning as Belle. But it's Scrooge who makes or breaks A Christmas Carol. And at the end, as the hard-nosed, uncaring businessman becomes a loving father figure, Stephen Berenson has it all. Hard as those coffin nails in the beginning, he ends up as a whirling dervish of redemption at the end. Scrooge's eyes sparkle. His movement belies his age. He's almost a boy again and is certainly an old man filled with reclaimed good cheer. He and this production are just what Trinity Rep's A Christmas Carol ought to be.